From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is back at work today in his Chicago office, still defying calls for his resignation. Blagojevich was arrested last week and charged in a wide-ranging corruption scandal. Joining us now to talk about the latest in the scandal is NPR's David Shaper. And David, what is the latest on the governor himself? Does it seem like he's preparing at all to maybe step down, or is he going to stay in the job and fight the charges?
Well, you know, there had been indications earlier this weekend and that maybe he was considering resigning from office and that there might be a statement today. However, he did spend most of the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, meeting with a prominent Chicago area defense attorney by the name of Ed Jensen. Jensen has represented many Illinois politicians who have been brought up on corruption charges in the past. So Ed Jensen is an experienced attorney. He's known as a fighter. He doesn't take on candidates generally who are going to plead guilty and then cooperate with authorities. He's usually somebody who will want to fight the charges and take it to trial. So it appears that he will not resign. And the only other thing is that he may have something to say. His spokesman has indicated he may have something to say soon to the people of Illinois. He wants the full story out there.
Also today, the Illinois General Assembly is going to be meeting in a special session. What might they do?
Well, the Illinois General Assembly is meeting in special session to consider at least two things. And one is to first and foremost strip the governor of the authority to appoint the successor to former Senator Barack Obama, who's now the president-elect and vacated his Senate seat. In Illinois, it is the sole authority of the governor to appoint the successor. And because he was allegedly trying to sell that seat to the highest bidder, the lawmakers would like to strip him of the authority, possibly set a special election. There's a little bit of disagreement on whether or not that should be the right move. I mean, there are some Democrats who are now concerned that this could open the door for a Republican to possibly win the seat. The other thing that the legislature may do, and early today, Governor Blagojevich's spokesman is suggested that maybe he would sign that bill, and that may be sending a sign to lawmakers that, sure, go ahead and pass that bill and leave me in the office, because the other thing they might consider is impeaching the governor.
Well, let's talk for a moment about impeachment. How likely could that be, and how long would it take to actually go through that process?
Well, they've only done it once before in Illinois, and that was of a Supreme Court justice, a state Supreme Court justice. The process took many, many months. They had to put on articles of impeachment through the Illinois House and then set up a trial in the Senate. But the Illinois Constitution does allow a bit of latitude. The lawmakers don't have to necessarily accuse him of a crime. They could just say he is unfit for office. Some of the signs the governor is making late last week and today even, that he's going into work every day. He may sign a bill today to give tax credits to filmmakers so they could come to Illinois and produce movies here. Those are the sorts of signals he's sending that say, you know, he's capable of doing his job. So it could take a while. And in January, we seat a new legislature. The current legislative session ends early in January. A new legislature would come in. And there's a lot of uncertainty about whether they'd be able to complete the process by that time. Thus, they might have to start over once a new legislature is seated in January.
NPR's David Shaper joining us from Illinois. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Alex.